A trip here will reveal some of the longest and deepest holes dug into the earth. In fact, some of the tunnels are so long it took the world's largest winch to move men and supplies up and down the line. That amazing piece of history is today's edition on the American Countryside.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Carl Larson helps tell the story of copper mining in the very north of Michigan. He often hears the same thing from visitors.
One of the questions I get a lot is, there no copper left? And the answer is no. There's still lots of copper there. They know it because they just left it there.
But there's a good reason they left it there.
They were going down and they were still getting copper. It's just as you go deeper and deeper, it costs more and more money to get it out.
Carl has a good example of what miners here experienced.
The Quincy Mining Company down in Hancock. So their number two shaft went down 9,260 feet at a 54 degree angle. So over a mile deep. The rock face down there was starting to get pretty warm, like 80, 90 degrees.
Not to mention continually pumping water to the surface so the mine didn't flood.
At that depth, you need bigger machines to pull out everything from deep underground. So every so often, they would have to make a bigger hoist. And the world's largest steam hoist was built there, the Nordberg steam hoist.
Today, mines in the western U.S. make more sense because they are cheaper to operate.
There was a different type of copper mining. That was the copper mixed with other elements. That was strip mining, so they could just, you know, scrape off the surface and then smelt that. And it's just digging a deep hole and much cheaper to do.
The old mines are still here, though, with a few open to visitors for tours. Traveling in the countryside in Calumet, Michigan, I'm Andrew McRae.